7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. First and foremost, we'd like to send our condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asr wa-Zaman, and then to all Muslims throughout the world, as this is the period of the reported demise of the daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. According to some narrations, according to some interpretations of the narrations, that the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam either passed away 70 days after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam passed away, or 90 days, 90 days being the stronger one. And we have reached a period where it is now the 70 days after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha has a very unique and special place in the hearts of all Muslims, regardless of denomination, regardless of sect, regardless of language. Being the only daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that had children, and especially for the Shia and followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam, she has a very unique position in that she is the mother of the Imams alayhi wa sallam. She is the wife of the Imam alayhi wa sallam, and she is the one who is the core and the source of imama, intends that the imamah comes from her offspring. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be of those who visit the grave of Zahra salamullah alayha, that we are told where it is and we go and we are able to visit it inshallah in the city of Medina. So inshallah, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is one that is based upon her life and will give us a better understanding of who this illuminous lady is, inshallah. Please stay tuned for our next segment.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce our dear listeners today is titled Fatima al-Zahra, or Fatima al-Zahra, The Spring of Inspiration. This book was compiled by Brother Salim Bimji and was published by the World Federation of Khoda Ishna Ashari Shia Muslims in London, United Kingdom. It was published in the year 2020, and this book basically is a small book that is based off 10 video clips that was delivered by the author during the Ayyam al-Fatimiyyah. So obviously, this period of time, the author, or rather the World Federation, released certain video clips on different topics dealing with the life of Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. And according to the introduction to this particular sessions or this particular series of video clips, they've said that during Ayyam al-Fatimiyyah, the World Federation are releasing 10 audio clips that will take the listeners into the world of Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, as we seek to understand her greatness and the unique mark which she left on the Muslim community, from her unparalleled creation up until the last days before her passing away. We will explore various aspects of her life, including practical instructions on how she lived, giving us inspiration on how to shape our lives. This is the 10 video clips, and obviously it is based on 10 different sessions that deal, for example, with her lineage, her miraculous and divinely inspired birth, her character, her exemplary life as a daughter, wife, mother, and teacher, how she defended Islam, and what happened to her, more importantly, after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so on and so forth, and those events that occurred immediately after the demise within those 2.5-3 months to her, and the oppression that was given and laid upon the blessed daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that some may argue cultivated in the slaughter of her son Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam on the plains of Karbala. So this is basically the book, and as we mentioned, it is based on the 10 sessions that were given by Brother Salim Bimji. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a part of the book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Again, my condolences and our condolences to you all, especially the Imam of the time, Imam Sahib al-Asri wa Zaman, during these painful and heart-wrenching days. The book that we introduced to our dear listeners was titled Fatima al-Zahra, The Spring of Inspiration by Sheikh Brother Salim Bimji. And it was published by the World Federation in London. It is based off 10 video clips that were released during the Ayyam of Fatimiyya in order for us to get a better understanding of the life of Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha. So part of the book we will read for the benefit of our dear listeners. Session 3, Supporter of the Message. Fatima al-Zahra, even as a young child, was constantly assisting her father, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, during the early days in Mecca and supporting him in any way she could. It is no coincidence that the only child of Prophet Muhammad to survive past infancy was a girl, his daughter, Fatima al-Zahra. Given the era in which Islam came to the Arabian Peninsula and the level of ignorance, jahiliya, of the Arabs, Lady Fatima not only served as a comfort and point of solace and strength for the Prophet, but she played a direct role in the socio-political, ethical revolution which her father was delivering to humanity. In this Meccan period, the Prophet had to struggle for the hearts and minds of the Quraysh. He had to make them understand the futility of their worship of the false gods and their backward tribal customs. And this is where his daughter, Lady Fatima, played a prominent role in a society which looked down upon daughters, such that the Quran is quoted as saying, "And when a daughter is announced to one of them, his face becomes black and he is full of wrath." Surah 16, verse number 58. It is no wonder that God willed that the only child of the Prophet of Islam to survive would be his daughter, as together they could counter the negative stigma attached to girls in that society and for generations to come. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us again to truly understand the status of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, and to give us the opportunity to visit her grave in the city of Medina, insha'Allah. Until next time, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio. Thank you.